The host has joined the conference.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
So everybody's muted. We'll get going here. Just I always give about 10:02 to give everybody time to dial in case they're on a call or whatever.
Yeah.
And I, hey, let me unmute somebody here. We have a friend on from California there, Tate.
Okay. Could that be Albert?
It is.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Albert. How are you? Good morning. We talked
good morning,
the other
buddy.
Day.
How are you?
Albert and I did.
Well, hey, hang on. Let me unmute somebody else that's on here. Hang on just a second.
All right.
Tony Nolan.
Tony Nolan?
What's happening, man of God?
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
We can take over the world now. We got me, JJ, Michael Tate, Albert. We could take on the world.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So, hey, everybody. So, I know Sunday, Michael was going to be with us, but he had a commitment with a church in North Carolina, and he texted me last night and asked if how about tomorrow? And I said, perfect. And so what I thought we would do, but we're going to change it up a little bit and do it a little different. I'm just I'm going to ask him a few questions and let him share his heart a little bit. But just so everybody knows, it's my friend Michael Tate. So Michael was with a little group called DC Talk for years ago. It actually wasn't a little group. It was like the biggest thing going. And then did a solo career after that, and now is the lead singer of the Newsboys. And has been doing that, I can't believe how long now, but it's about 10 years, right?
Longer than I was with DC Talk. How about that?
Wow. Wow.
Crazy, man.
That is crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, so probably one of Newsboys' biggest hits was a song called God's Not Dead. Powerfully inspired song. With this being Holy Week and Sunday Easter, tell us a little bit about what it means that God is not dead.
Well, for me, it's the foundation of our faith. It's kind of like the believer's creed or cry, especially now when we say we believe in an unshakable kingdom, an immovable God. Especially in times like this, Jay, let's face it, man, everybody's freaking out. Things have really calmed down a bit, people's emotions. But the fact is, even believers, I'll speak for Michael Tate. When I first heard the news on the 12th that our shows were canceled for March, I thought, okay, I'm good. Maybe March, and then April came, then May came. And now, guys, it's indefinite. I'm not sure when we're going to work again, but that's beside the point. The fact is, where is my faith? You know, is it in my occupation or is it in the immovable God? God is still alive, whether the sun shines or not, still not dead. Whether COVID-19 stays with us for another month or who knows, stable future, God forbid, but he's still not dead. So for me, it means just standing strong, man, in the face of any adversities that come our way. And God knows we're definitely kind of all engulfed in one right now.
Absolutely. So you've had a global impact through your ministry in song with DC Talk, your solo career now, Newsboys. What do you think is the key ingredient of your relationship with God that resulted in such a success, you know, in your music career?
It's the foundational beliefs, man. Understanding repentance, understanding what God has in store for those who choose to use his free will, turn it back to him and say, I will follow you. Those things have impacted me. Coming from a father and a mother who taught me as a kid that God is, they've never seen the righteous forsaken, JJ, in the land of the living. That inspires me and encourages me. So as a believer, my faith runs deep, man, for years and years, and just good truths and Bible teachings. And it's really simple for me. It's like, you know, when I share the stage, the actual stage or the stage of my life, I'm going to share with people that I don't have it together. I don't understand it all, but I know one thing. God loves me and God forgives me. And with those two principles, I can wake up every day and say, God, my life is yours. And thank you for new graces and new mercies because God knows I need them.
Amen. That's like the armor of God right there. I mean, God's love protects us, and God forgives us when we mess up. That's good. Just share a little bit about your family, how big your family is, where you grew up. Share a little bit about your mom and dad and about your dad being a rolling preacher in a taxi.
I grew up, guys, four blocks northeast of the U.S. Capitol as a kid. My mom and dad moved into a house in 1956. They're both in heaven now. They were married for 55 years, and they raised nine kids, five girls, four boys, and they saved the best for last. I was the last born Kate. Okay, I'm kind of joking, but mama told me I was a favorite. But that aside, my mom and dad were bona fide believers. My dad started five inner-city churches in Washington, D.C., and boy, my dad was a firecracker. He was also a cab driver. And if you got in my dad's cab, there was a really good chance you were going to be saved. And my dad told people, not just told them, but showed them about his lifestyle, that, that God's a forgiving, loving God. Here's a man that grew up in Alabama in the 30s. Saw a lot of racism, a lot of hatred, and he never once taught us how to hate. And that spoke volumes to me as a kid, watching my dad interact with Caucasians, Asians, Italians, Greek, Hispanics, whatever. My dad was on point. And a little funny side story, one day, when I was a kid, once I was in ninth grade, 14 years old, and I got in my dad's cab. And for some, my dad was big on racial equality, loving people, and not being a person's color and judging by the color of their skin. So this little black lady got my dad's cab one day, and guys, she was mad as a hornet. She was mad at the world. I think she might have started road rage. She was in the back seat starting road rage. Nonetheless. He's complaining and talking about this. And then she got to say, she goes, if I get to heaven one day and I find out there's white people there, Asian people there, Jewish people there, she went down the list. She goes, then I don't want to be there, Mr. Cab Driver. And my dad didn't miss a beat. He goes, honey, don't you worry about it because you probably won't be there anyway. And that thing hit me, guys, in ninth grade like a truck loaded with steel. I was like, man. The point is, my dad was big on the number one principle of the faith, and it's love. Without love, you got nothing. Why did I come to the church? Well, I'm in the choir. Why da da da? No, without love, it's all just useless. Somebody, Nolan.
Yep, absolutely. So, Michael, if you could, we'll wrap it up here. What personal, word or what encouragement could you share this morning with our group that's on the call here of just all that we're going through? We talked a little bit last night about some of the things you shared for Greg Laurie for this weekend. Can you just take a couple minutes and share what some of the things that we talked about last night?
Yeah, I mean, I stole this phrase, JJ, from one of our favorite news anchormen. But I've just determined in this period of time, guys, while I'm at home and almost a forced sabbatical, I call it a forced sabbatical, to acknowledge that what I call facts over fear. And the fact is, our God is in total control. Whether you believe it or not, it's fact. The fact is, my God, our God, loves us terribly. He loves us. He's crazy about it. A father loves his kids. He's going to protect his kids. But maybe we don't have to be, diligent and make wise decisions, but the fact is God has us. So why should we fear? That's a factor of fear. Another factor of fear. He will never leave us, or he will never forsake us. Or he's not a truth teller. My God's a truth teller. And lastly, and the fact is this, for sure, fact of the fear, borrowing words from my song, our God is not dead. He's alive and roaring like a lion in the heart of every believer.
Amen.
So stand strong. Stand strong. Be prayerful. And hold on to, as Grandma would say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because God never changes. He's the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And what was the thing you said about the mountaintop last night?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The God of the valley. Oh, the God of the mountaintop is still God of the valley. If we have those days we go, oh, man, God's in control. He's got this thing. And most times, because we kind of, we're feeling a certain way. But when the valley hits, when time is put in the valley, Jay, all of a sudden we start thinking, well, Lord, are you still there? You're kind of quiet. No, God is there. He never moves. Usually it's us that moves. The point is, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. The God of the daytime is still God in the night. That does not change.
Absolutely. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know what I found, I think I shared the other day, God doesn't move. God's in the same place. We're the ones that move away from him or around him or put obstacles between us and him. And he's always there. It's just we're the ones that move around and distance ourselves from him. He doesn't distance from us.
And I think a big thing too, Jay, at least for me, all my years with DC Talk, with K-Mac and Toby Mac, and now with Newsboys, even as a believer and as a musical, you know, leader in our industry, if you will, on stage, there's times I've struggled, and Satan will tell you, man, you got to go through a bunch of obstacles and jump a bunch of, you know, what do you call it, a bunch of hurdles to get back to God. No, you do not. Just stop where you are and say, God, hold on, Lord, I've messed up. I'm in a crazy place right now, God. I confess, I repent, which means turn away, 160 degrees, turn away, and boom, you're right back, on track. We think we can do a bunch of stuff and a bunch of, you know, hoopla, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't. Just stop where you are and say, even now, God, forgive me, restore me, bring your grace to me, I confess, and keep on marching, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you sharing with us this morning. If you could close us in a prayer, and we'll wrap this up.
Thank you, guys. I love you. I know Tony, of course. Tony Nolan, I love him so much. And I know Albert. And of course, JJ's my bestie. The rest of y'all, I love y'all, too. No matter what color you be or what you do, you're my brothers and sisters. Let's go. Lord, we thank you for this day, God, another beautiful Tuesday on the planet we call Earth, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for forgiveness, Lord. Most of all, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for salvation.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you for that, God. God, you're so good to us, Lord. We love you so much, Daddy. We love you, Daddy. We give you our hearts today, God, our minds, our thoughts, our mates, our wives, our husbands. Lord, we pray today, God, you be God in our lives. And today, God, for everybody gathered this telephone call, Lord, just show us a little bit of your glory today, God. Just a special way, Lord. Just show up today, God, and just smile upon us, Lord, and encourage our hearts and our spirits, Lord, for those that are cabin fevered and just kind of a little weary, Lord, from just this crazy COVID-19 thing, God. And, Lord, I refuse to dwell on the problem, God. I want to dwell on the problem solving, which is you,
Amen.
God. Thank you for the things like time with family, Lord. Thank you for finances. Thank you for food, Lord. You love us most, Lord. You provide. You give us taste buds. How cool is that, guys? You know, he gets a taste food. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for every little thing, every big thing, God. Pray for those that are sick, Lord. Those that are sick, those that are going through this COVID, God. You would heal them, Lord. Protect the families, protect the kids. And, Lord, may we worship you this week, Lord, and every week going forward, God. But this week, Lord, we are walking, the Holy Week, Lord, walking toward Easter, Lord, the day you rose from the grave and changed the game completely forever. Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We pray you today, God. In your name, Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Nah.
Great job, Michael. I really appreciate you. Guys, I love everybody on the call. Appreciate y'all being here. Hoping y'all were inspired today by Michael's story and just sharing his heart. A good friend. We love each other, and just I'm so thankful to have him as a friend. Michael, thank you, and I hope everybody has a great day.
Love y'all.
God bless.